Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The United Nations is one of the most sacred political cows of the leftist media, and this is especially true when they convene the global elites on the perils of climate change. Latest confab in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, began with the usual appeal to fear and panic from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, formerly known as the Socialist Party Prime Minister of Portugal. He warned, "Our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator." And if the AC/DC song Echo wasn't strong enough, he added, "It is either a climate solidarity pact or a collective suicide pact." Now, most of your approved journalists consider anyone who questions this my way or hell viewpoint as not only a denier of science, but an enemy of the people. And their standard practice is to sound like UN publicists. And NPR's comically titled podcast, All Things Considered, ran a UN boosting story on November 7th that they headlined, "UN Climate Conference Opens with Alarming Warnings About the Global Climate." And there was no dissent allowed from the highway to climate hell talk. Anchor Alyssa Nadwarney, helpfully asked reporter Ruth Sherlock what the UN hoped to accomplish. Sherlock touted developing countries demanding loss and damage money, insisting wealthier countries that are responsible for most of the carbon dioxide emissions should pay reparations to emerge economies. Conservatives are calling this the Sharm el-Shakedown. The only dissenting note on NPR, naturally, was from the left of the UN establishment, from Greta Thunberg-style extremists who want to ban capitalism. Nadwarney asked about Egypt hosting this conference since they do not typically tolerate much dissent. NPR was proud to push the UN leaders' warnings, but they didn't quote from this protester sign photographed in Egypt, "Climate change denial deserves the death penalty." I'm just hoping that's just one of those doomsday cranks, but the authoritarians at UN need the doomsday sound because they want a climate crackdown more severe than the COVID shutdown, which is, I don't know, I think in a lot of ways the COVID shutdown was sort of one of those, it was a test run. What do you think? In 2021, the UN Environment Program complained overall emissions reductions in 2020 likely reduced the annual increase of the atmospheric concentrations of long-lived greenhouse gases, but this effect was too small to be distinguished from natural variability. Now, they demand that we reduce emissions by 45% by 2030. So imagine an ongoing crackdown worse than the COVID shutdowns. And you can't even debate the timing of their panic. The UN summit has a climate clock warning we only have 6 years and 253 days to avert certain doom. I mean, that's sort of specific. That's really specific. Democrats in the midterm slammed Republicans who question the climate doom as extremists, and the leftist media never questions whether the international climate consensus is extreme. They defined that as a sensible governing center with Greta Thunberg, Times 2019 Person of the Year, goading for more. authoritarian extremism is painted as idealism. Every democratic nation on earth has to attempt to translate these demands into policy that doesn't cause a voter revolt. And the result is a whole lot of verbal deference to globalist demands, followed by policies that fall short. The media yelled at Team Trump for pulling out of the Paris Agreement. What they wanted was an insincere endorsement of environmental extremism and then a policy that was far less severe than what the UN wanted. For decades now, our so-called democracy-defending media has clamped down on any dissent from the climate cops. There can be no two sides, or it's stacked as reason versus unreason, science versus quackdom, and humanity versus inhumanity. And when they complain that the Biden agenda will be stopped, there is one crucial part of it. Because democracy and climate change are at odds. Now, Let Them Eat Cake famously was attributed to Marie Antoinette by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and has become universal shorthand for a monarch's total disregard for her famished citizens stealing and wreaking havoc in the streets to survive. World leaders are making the same faux pas this week with their opulent stay in Sharm el-Sheikh. All kinds of noise happening here. And while they eat the best food in the world and enjoy luxurious tourism opportunities, they will leave the conference telling billions of people that the only way to combat the climate crisis is to stop eating meat, stop production of fossil fuel-based fertilizer, and, well, stop eating entirely. The Malthusian climate change isn't about saving the world. It's about depopulation. And when the world gets tired of the lies and the energy poverty, will these leaders want a climate amnesty like the pandemic amnesty now desperately sought by U.S. leaders who shut down schools? Probably they will, because, there's going to be a lot of people howling for some people's heads to be on a mantle, but they don't deserve it. There are nearly 8 billion people who will be affected by the COP27 convention, and COP27, not COP727. And of those, 800 million people still live in dire poverty without access to any electricity. 3.3 billion people have access to less electricity than the average American refrigerator. And while the 30,000 globalist elites bend their knee to the false god of the net zero agenda, billions face hunger and lack of fuel needed to keep warm this winter. And this scarcity is driven by the decarbonization agenda that has permeated the political elite class around the world. And the media and the world leaders have framed people as the enemy of the planet. And this inhumane messaging has been so effective that there's a huge following of young people who truly believe they have no future and will do anything they are told, including sitting in the streets, blocking ambulances to protest, throwing soup and pies at priceless paintings, gluing themselves to any surface, and repeating objectively false propaganda. They have indeed drunk the Kool-Aid, and not realizing the policies they promote will destroy lives without affecting the climate in the slightest. And despite this, countries developed and undeveloped have jumped on the climate bandwagon and are demanding trillions of dollars for climate finance and reparations. Africa's political elite may welcome the bribes, but the governed should be forewarned. Germany declared that it would get rid of fossil fuels and become 100% renewable, but after they spent $500 billion over 20 years, fossil fuels went from supplying 86% to 79% of the country's energy, a tiny shift hardly worth the massive cost. And with looming threats of rolling blackouts come winter all across Europe and wintertime freezing deaths on the rise, it would seem that German energy producers are waking up. And reports earlier this month that efforts to boost energy supply included demolishing a wind farm to get to the coal underneath. This is what happens when you go in the wrong direction on purpose. That's what happens when you go in the wrong direction on purpose. But, we'll continue this when we get that back, because this is one of these things where the policy is going to overtake reality. And reality is going to slap it around when it finally gets caught. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, all in the run-up to this midterm election, the left has been scrambling around calling for pandemic amnesty after all the mistakes they made during the COVID-19 pandemic. And in a final plea, they're trying to rebrand this plot for power as an honest mistake. Now the election is over. We'll see where they go from there. But these weren't just mistakes. This ruined the lives and livelihoods of millions by shutting down businesses and mandating experimental vaccines, seeking power and control through every avenue they could. And now they just want us to forgive and forget. And it's, you know, if you want to forgive, that's okay, but you should never forget. We can't forget because we can't let it happen again. And yet, because that was such a success, that was a resounding success, the whole COVID-19 thing, the left is actively conducting the same power grab under the guise of the climate crisis. And they claim that the world cannot hold more than 1.5 billion people, and this prioritizes the planet over human lives. And while leftist world leaders are currently calling for net zero carbon emissions, they may find themselves fleeing from their countries in the future when their climate policies backfire, because they will. They will not produce anything. They'll produce nothing. That's what happened to the former president of Sri Lanka, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who was the first candidate in the world to run on a net zero campaign, and the first to show us from start to finish what net zero policies do to a country. They took a country from prosperity to poverty, not over decades, but in just 1 year. After banning the use and importation of nitrogen-based fertilizers, food production dropped 50% and prices increased 80%, impoverishing millions. Globalist political leaders demonizing affordable, reliable energy from fossil fuels and nuclear may find themselves on the road begging for amnesty when their people are weary of freezing and starving. And out of one side of their mouths, they say people need to stop flying and eating meat. Yet they plan their next extravagant trip to pontificate from their private jets. Bill Gates's and the Taylor Swift's of the world are wealthy enough that paying for expensive energy and going vegan won't affect their lives. And the rest of us, especially those still suffering from energy poverty in developing nations, would not be so lucky. Now let's segue, if we can, simply because... Well, you know, I want to. And I want to talk about what's still left standing in New York as I go from the climate change crisis, which is a gun. That's not going to be able to be carried out here. The resulting backlash with the backing of the Second Amendment, just that specter, without anybody having to raise anything, no weapons coming up, that will be enough. Should be enough. We'll see. I don't know. That's my hope, though. In New York, U.S. District Judge Glenn Sotheby has halted enforcement of many aspects of the Concealed Carry Improvement Act, from the good moral character requirement to their designation of a host of publicly accessible places as sensitive locations off limits to concealed carry holders. Now, the 184-page order is mostly great news for gun owners, but Sotheby is still allowing several components of the CCIA to remain in place, like the requirement that concealed carry applicants provide a list of 4 character references, take part in an in-person meeting with law enforcement, and provide proof of 18 hours of training, 16 hours of classroom training, 2 hours of range time, before concealed carry licenses shall be granted. In upholding those provisions, Sotheby pointed to several statutes in place near the time of the ratification of the Second Amendment in 1791 and the 14th Amendment in 1868. And for their character references, he noted that at least 5 colonies had gun laws based on a reputation-based perception of an individual. And that was Pennsylvania, Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, and New York. He also found 3 historical statutes, 1 from a state and 2 from cities, requiring an applicant to provide character references to be permitted to carry a gun. And determined that together these 8 laws, 5 of which came from states in 1777, including Virginia, were sufficiently established and representative to constitute a historical tradition of firearm regulation based on reputation. Now, the judge did note in an aside that it seems overreactive and a bit offensive to literally analogize the need to regulate concealed carry applicants to the need to regulate troops deemed dangerous or groups deemed dangerous. That's pretty much what he ended up doing. and when he upheld the expansive training standard. Sotheby said the financial burden on applicants is troubling, but ruled that the provisions can remain in place for now because the analogous of the historical requirement that these persons without familiarity firearms must become familiar with them if those persons are to exercise a right use firearms to defend themselves in public. Adding that in addition, as they stated in its decision and temporary restraining order of October 6, it has been persuaded by defendants that historically Americans' familiarity with firearms was far more common than it is today. The problem with that line of reasoning is that most of the statutes that Sotheby points to in upholding the training mandate are directly related to militia service, something that is not required in order to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. Then, of course, it is where are the tactical training bastions in New York City? Where would the would-be carry holders in some parts of the state find access to the state-mandated training? There are a few ranges located in and around New York City, for example, and applicants are forced to travel for some distance, perhaps even staying in another location overnight and incurring additional costs in order to meet their requirement. Now, interestingly, Sotheby suggested he'd be amenable to halting enforcement of the in-person meeting requirement for concealed carry applicants and even laid out a better argument than the one used by plaintiffs. But it seems a stretch to look for an analog to the modern need to regulate concealed carry applicants to the historical need to regulate groups deemed dangerous. And the need to personally see that the members of one's military are competent to handle firearms during a time of war seems greater than the need to look all concealed carry applicants in the eye after they provided 4 character references and completed 18 hours of training. However, Plaintiff Sloan has not yet adduced evidence of the inconvenience he would incur as a result of such an in-person meeting. Now, an example of that might include the need to take time away from work or family to appear before a licensing officer, and any delay experienced in having an appointment scheduled due to the CCIA's imposition of this requirement on every applicant. Instead, he was relied only on a possible infringement of his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. And the problem with that is that even setting aside the argument that an applicant is not in custody during an in-person meeting, his Fifth Amendment injury stemming from an interrogation appears too speculative at this point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Google will pay 39 states nearly $400 million in a settlement over its location tracking practices. Google was accused of misleading users into thinking they had turned off location tracking in account settings when Google continued to track users' location. President Biden is continuing his overseas trip by meeting for the first time in person with the president of China.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking about that new lumberjack Sotheby up in New York who's chopping down the CCIA. But he did leave a few things up. What did he leave in place?
Yeah, the judge clearly has to come have a drink with me so I can straighten him out. He said that the face-to-face interview, that's not unconstitutional. It can stand. Now, maybe he needs to have it argued during the court case, okay. But until it's tried, it's going to stand. The other was we can't carry at schools, public playgrounds, nursery schools, or preschools. Now, what's really important, it's not clear if that includes the classrooms, the buildings. Does it include the sidewalks? How about the parking lots? Because now with some urban campuses, you know, you could have a college in the middle of a shopping mall or at the corner of a shopping mall. Does that mean I can't carry at the mall because they have a common parking lot? So this is the beginning of the question, not the end.
Yeah.
I originally thought that this doesn't apply or that this only applied in Western New York. I think it applies through all of the state. And what's fascinating now, and for the talk about a perverse, I believe in New Jersey, you were allowed, you couldn't get a carry permit, but if you got it, you, at least so far until they make it a gun-free zone, you were allowed to carry in a church or place of religious worship in New Jersey. Across the street in New York State, you were barred. Okay, we fixed that. What's odd is that the FBI came out last week and said, hey, we think we found a guy who's going to target New Jersey synagogues. And the people across the river in New York were saying, we're not that far away. Can we carry? And a judge refused to listen to the case. He just said, not my problem. Call me when, after the shooting's over. And you're going, wow. Wow.
You know, if... It's probably good that I'm not in charge of nothing. Because if I were a judge or if I were a politician, either one,
yeah,
I would get out there and I would say, you know, when I'm looking at this, and for example, they're saying there's no carry allowed in a school. And yet I look in the school and there's no metal detectors.
Right.
There's no guards. There's no armed guards. There's no deterrent. There's just a sign.
Yep.
And I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but I watched Star Trek a lot when I was a kid. And I got on the logic train with Mr. Spock. And what you guys are describing is not logical.
No.
Because you're getting out there and you're wanting to say, okay, this is a good place and this is a bad place. And yet we know for the criminals, they're all good places. Because they carry a gun all the time, every time. Because they're criminals. And for some reason, despite all of these laws that are already on the books, you think one more is going to make a difference. All of you need to be drug tested.
Well, I was talking about gun control with someone who doesn't follow the issues the way we do. And I said, oh, it's fascinating. You follow the law. Well, of course I do. And you think everyone else does. Well, maybe they do a little bit. I go, only when it suits them. Mm-hmm. And then not at all when it doesn't.
Yeah.
That is so hard for people to understand. All right. You're going to pull me completely off track. We could talk about that for an hour. The good news, right next to New York again, and you know what? Sotheby didn't talk about knives, so I wonder how that's going to affect. Knife rights won a case in Pennsylvania about automatic knives. Pennsylvania was one of the few states that still outlawed them. Washington, Minnesota, Hawaii, and New Mexico. New York doesn't outlaw automatic knives, used to be called switchblades. They just outlaw all knives as weapons. So that, you know, they were arresting Boy Scout troops when they came to the Empire State Building. So good. We got it right. It took knife rights a decade to win that case in Pennsylvania. But,
When you said that, when you said something about knife rights, I just started thinking about this. Lately they've been talking about, John Lott's been talking about how many crimes occur without guns.
Right.
And how in France and the UK, they have more violent crime than we do, but less gun crime than we do.
Right.
And I'm sorry. But I know the reason that they don't have gun rights and everything else in France and in the UK is because they're French and British, and they don't have a Bill of Rights, and they haven't fought behemoths like we have in the past to gain our independence from them. But having said all of that, we know that in France, for example, if we wanted to be terrorists, there is a huge black market for fully automatic weapons in France. Huge.
Right.
And the UK, which
comes in across the Mediterranean,
the UK, which is a, they're an island. We sit back and say they have no guns, but there's literally millions of shotgun licenses out there. Millions. And you can have a centerfire rifle and you can have a hunting rifle. And, they do things so backwards with us than we do. They're out there saying, all right, you've got a hunting rifle. We want a suppressor. And then
you just went to Australia, but I know where you're thinking.
Wherever. And then they have to go to the Ace Hardware to pick up a suppressor because it's an over-the-counter thing. It's not one of those things where you have to get out there and say, hey, give me special permission to get a suppressor. They expect you to do it because that's a polite thing to do.
For people who think an island has a defensible border, pull out your map and look at Great Britain. The thing's got more islands and coves. You know, it rivals the Philippines. Lots of fishermen can go and land anywhere and come back with anything. So it's not really secure. But people think it is, and I think that's why we pass such fantasy laws, like in Oregon, they passed Measure 114, not by much. I think it was by less than a percent. But we now have to go get a purchase permit for every firearm. I don't know if we have to do that for our existing firearms, if it's essentially licensure. But you have to go get a permit and training from your local police department, except none of the police are set up to do this before you can buy a gun. For first-time buyers, you have to go have live fire training to get a purchase permit. Okay, now think about that. Go take your gun that you can't have to go get the permit to buy the gun. Anyway, some sheriffs in Oregon said they're not going to enforce that, and they're not going to enforce the magazine capacity limit either. Well, good. Some people aren't crazy. Unfortunately, too many of the voters, I think, just don't care. Until it hurts, it's like they'll vote for climate. They'll say they want to stop climate change until they freeze in the dark. Wow.
Don't get me started on that. I know we got another thing. I don't want to go there. I want to stay on some guns.
Okay.
I talk climate change later on today, so I will cover that because you're exactly right. It is a crock. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And I co-host at the Polite Society podcast. Those each come out once a week. My blog's at slowfox.wordpress.com. About 2,000 articles waiting for you. From there, my writing is often picked up and carried at Ammoland. What you won't see at Slowfox is a new armed citizen series I'm putting out at Ammoland. I'm looking about where we stopped mass murder.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, THC and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Former CIA intelligence officer is suggesting using counterterrorism strategies against right-wing Americans, according to Fox News. Mark Polymeropoulos' piece from NBC News Think warned that propagandists, whether Islamic terrorists or Republicans, should be subject to counterterrorism and counter-radicalization techniques. So, I guess this guy's saying that we're a terrorist group, but we have representatives in government. This always makes my brain hurt when I try to suss through this. He asks, why are these propagandists so dangerous? Using that as a segue to spread a pre-election Democrat talking point. The conservatives were responsible for the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi by a nudist Green Party member and illegal alien. He answered his own question, though, because while they might not supply weapons, they can effectively radicalize individuals to obtain them and put them to use, even from the comfort of their own homes via the Internet. The battle we engaged in with international terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda wasn't just with their legions of foot soldiers, but with their highly effective propaganda arms as well. The U.S. and our allies consider those propagandists fundamental cogs in a terrorist group's machinery and just as culpable as any other terrorist. So we held them accountable when innocent civilians were killed. Now, with charges we see leveled against, among others, Donald Trump for what he did and did not say leading up to the mostly peaceful January 6th Capitol protest, it's hard for those who have questions and objections about that not to take it personally. Ditto for a host of other irreconcilable differences with administration positions on elections, COVID, the border, abortion, guns, and more. Especially considering how opponents are then smeared as haters and traitors, all with the intent of building societal momentum for their cancellation and purging. Now, right now, as I am speaking to you, there are YouTubers who have been labeled as domestic terrorists. There are people who have podcasts who have been labeled as domestic terrorists. Not for anything they've done, only simply for things they've said. And in some cases, I mean, the absurdity is deafening. So, right now, some of us know firsthand what it's like to be smeared as a propagandist and an insurrectionist. I'm sure, in a few Twitter conversations I've had, I've heard from people telling me, well, you know, it has been proven without any doubt that 2020 was a completely clean election. And January 6th was an insurrection, even though the FBI doesn't call it an insurrection. That's, you know. So there's people out there that believe that and believe that of me and you and everybody else. But let's take Polly Maripolis at his word and forget for a moment noting that as a CIA intelligence officer, he swore an oath to the Constitution. He wants to presume to apply terror rules against U.S. citizens on U.S. soil for, in the case of gun owner advocates, exercising the First Amendment recognized right to defend and promote the Second Amendment recognized right. That means he wants to employ Bill Clinton's rules of engagement after the former president included the media, politicians, and the ideological support structure of an enemy regime as legitimate targets of war. Not too long ago, Brady Center law and policy wonk Dennis Hanigan was pushing for a law on another made-up term, the terror gap, as a way to disarm anyone the government accused of being a terrorist. Or terrorist, excuse me. The prospect of the federal government having the ability to designate anyone a terrorist threat without the ability to challenge it, even when the ability of a federal judge to reverse it, is simply star chamber tyranny. According to Mike Vanderbo, the late Mike Vanderbo, it is constitutionally void. It is treasonous to the founders' republic. Its enforcement would be a casus belli. And there you have it. Was he calling for a civil war? Talk about seditious conspiracy and justification for a forcible response. How did syndicated columnist Ted Rall put it in the case of protesters armed for self-protection? He said these town hall terrorists could be declared enemy combatants and bundled off to Bagram with the stroke of a pen. If ever there were a reason for suspending civil rights, this is it. Now, never mind, not too long ago, after the Dobbs decision, that you had a bunch of Antifa showing up armed at abortion centers, doing exactly what he's describing. Never mind that, though. So, will Polly Maripolis' dream come to pass? Were those of us wanting to talk a little treason, who aren't taken out by drones, can we be hauled off to a military tribunal and waterboarded to give up intel and set up our co-conspirators? Fortunately, there's still a few inconvenient impediments to going full Stalin in this country so far. A Declaration of Independence reminds us that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Then there's the legal precedent in this case, the Supreme Court's 1969 opinion in Brandenburg versus Ohio. The court's per curiam opinion held that the Ohio law violated Brandenburg's right to free speech. They used a two-prong test to evaluate speech acts. One, speech can be prohibited if it is directed at inciting or producing imminent lawless action. And two, it is likely to incite or produce such action. The criminal criminal act of made illegal the advocacy and teaching of doctrines while ignoring whether or not that advocacy and teaching would actually incite imminent lawless action. The failure to make that distinction made the law overly broad and in violation of the Constitution. So, at least for now, most people that I know that write for gun websites don't have to worry about cages at Gitmo, but that's not for lack of demands on the part of the mainstream media and top CIA sympathizers. Dean Abdallah said, at this point, I literally view people who still support Donald Trump no different than the despicable, vile people who supported bin Laden after 9/11. Today's GOP is no longer a political party. It's a white nationalist fascist movement that seeks to impose their extreme religious beliefs as law of the land. It must be utterly defeated in order to save our republic. General Michael Hayden, I agree, and I was the CIA director. This is the guy who endorsed sending MAGA-wearing unvaxxed to Afghanistan to board empty cargo planes who once observed, "We kill people based on metadata." It's instructive to note that former CIA head John Brennan made a special point of citing the Constitution to justify his support for the Communist Party during the Cold War. It's also instructive to note that in its 1947 charter prohibiting it from spying on Americans didn't stop it in the 60s through Operation Chaos, up to the present time via an executive order to bypass privacy protections enacted by Congress. Should the abuses be reined in, we'll still have the Department of Homeland Security quietly broadening their efforts to curb speech it considers dangerous. It's enough to make a man believe that the prime purpose behind the Second Amendment is to ward off tyranny should the day come that all pretenses by the ruling regime of adhering to constitutional restraints are dropped. I do worry, though, that that kind of talk might get my name put on some kind of a list. All right. I'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.